Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll
it's
be swimming tonight,
yeah.
When we
die.
Look at the night sky.
Hi, everyone.
Look at the night sky. Where the stars
are bright
shine.
Host, MC, the master of games, Filippo Voltaggio. Well, I can say I've been looking forward to this show because I look forward to every single show we do. This is still the Life Changes Show at Home Edition because we've all been home because of the stay at home. And our guest and our musical guests are both home as well. Our guest from Los Angeles and our musical guest in Tennessee. And now we're actually home for a different reason. I've been saying the dates of the past couple shows because they just seem ever important to note. This is June 1st. It's recorded on June 1st. The show will be evergreen. Unfortunately, it's a topic that has been long needed to be discussed. We've talked about it a little bit on the show with a couple guests before, and now we're just going to keep going deeper and deeper. Last week, we had Talking to Save Lives with Alexandra Eisenhower, and it was about suicide prevention. And we're going to be doing a lot more with Alexandra. She's already started a blog on our show website, so you can go and read about her journey and how she's supporting people on their journey with suicide prevention. Today is a lot like that. Our show, we're calling From Action Actress to Cause Action. Our guest has many stories of her own. And the good news is that she's not only a survivor, she's a thriver, and she's helping women and people with domestic violence. Now, she brought to our attention that today, even though this show was scheduled as such 2 months ago, that today is a particular day that we'll have her talk about when we bring her on. But the reason I mention the date, as some of you know, that we're on curfew, and at this very moment, actually, because of rioting literally in the streets less than a half a mile away from where we're doing this show and potentially where everybody else is right now as well that's on the show. So my heart goes out to everyone. This is a little bit different monologue than I normally would do. I want to get straight into the subject matter because I feel we can support more people the sooner we talk more about it. So when we come back, we're going to have Tatiana Niva, and a little later on, another amazing story. I don't know how much we're going to have a chance to get into it, but definitely some wonderful music by Waylon Longstride, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And I'm so just been in deep thought about the stresses that are going on right now in our community, and want to send our love and support out to the entire community. We have we have this very special show tonight because I think the topic is so important every day, but never even more than what's been going on both around the world with all the stresses, with the lockdowns, with the unrest in the communities. Let's just get right to it.
Well, our show is we're calling it From Action Actress to Cause Action. And I actually want to make sure our guest is still on. I believe, Tatiana, could you unmute yourself?
I'm here.
Okay, very good. Okay. all right. So on my screen is, I don't know where she is. She mute. Okay, so she's an actress. She's a model. She's a writer. She's a producer. And she's a domestic violence victim advocate. We are so happy to have her on the show. Tatiana Neva, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, especially today.
Especially today. Actually, let's start right in. What you brought this to our attention. What a wonderful coincidence. Glad that we're doing this on this day. Tell us about this day in particular.
Yes, it was definitely a divine synchronicity. Today happens to be the 1st of June, happens to be the World Narcissistic Abuse Awareness Day. You can check out that hashtag online and you will see a lot of posts about it. And it's been a thing for a couple of years, and narcissistic abuse actually has been people have been raising awareness about it more and more throughout the last few years, which is when I came across the term myself. And I have experienced it multiple times before that, but I had no idea what it was. And when I finally learned what it was and started doing my research and learning about it, it actually brought a lot of healing and empowerment into my life.
Right. So you come to us, thanks to Tess Cacciatore with the Global Women's Empowerment Network.
Yes.
And so much of the work that she does and that you're doing with her is to help support women, especially in telling their story, because if more women and people know that what's happening to them, they're not the only ones, that they can get help and that they can have lives outside of certain situations. In this case, we're talking domestic violence, right?
Yes. Yes, it's very important to raise awareness and for the victims to know what is happening to them and that they're not alone, as you correctly mentioned. And the reason why it's so important is because isolation is actually one of the narcissistic techniques. The abuser usually tries to isolate the victim, drive them away from their friends and family, make sure that they feel like they have nowhere else to go. They want to be the only source of human contact, preferably to the victim, because, you know, people close to the victim might actually catch on to some of the narcissistic traits, behaviors, early warning signs, red flags. Even if they're not educated, they might see, which is what happened to me. My friends noticed that every time that I was talking to my boyfriend at the time, whenever he called me, I was happy and shining. And then I would leave for a couple of minutes, have a conversation and come back. I was always looking down, upset, you know, pretty much almost every time. And my friend was actually recovering from narcissistic abuse, gone really far herself. So she was really triggered by it. And she brought it to my attention. She said, listen, you know, this is not normal. Like, you should look into it because this is how my relationship started. And
So this is really important, especially right now, because people are isolated, actually. And so another thing, too, is that I want to bring awareness to is that domestic violence is not just between a man or a woman in a relationship,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, you're absolutely correct. Narcissistic abuse and domestic violence both apply to, it can be a working relationship. It's not uncommon for a boss to abuse their employees. I went through that as well. It was horrible. I actually started smoking at one of my jobs because my boss was harassing me and literally turning my life into hell because I denied him when he made a move on me in a working space, by the way. And it can also be a parental abuse. And it's not necessarily always limited to physical abuse. It's not just about parents beating on their kid. No, it actually goes deeper than that. Sometimes parents live out their dreams through their kids. They put huge expectations on their kids' shoulders, or maybe they completely ignore and neglect them, or maybe they turn them into a scapegoat of the family or a golden child and praise them and brag about them and, you know, basically like getting narcissistic supply through them. Some mothers can be jealous of their daughters, especially if daughters are beautiful and talented. It's not uncommon. And those kind of things are very dangerous because for a child, a parent is the ultimate safe haven. This is the superhero, the God, the almighty person that keeps them safe, that everything comes from, that they are supposed to be feeling safe with them. And the neglect of the parent can actually significantly influence how a child's life is going to go.
And speaking of a child's life, you have experience, as you mentioned, in the workplace. You mentioned as a young adult, I believe the other case was, yeah. but your cases go as far back as 5 years old.
Yes, my very first very significant act of narcissistic abuse that I can clearly remember started when I was 5 years old. I was abused by my older cousin that I spent several months with. I was staying there for the summer, and she was 10 years older than me, so she was basically a grown young adult. Like, she was
a
teenager, yeah. So she was way bigger than me, as you can imagine, and I was only 5 years old. And I took a lot of psychological abuse and physical abuse that summer, and that actually changed my life forever. Like, I was never the same again, and I tried to somehow protect myself. I went to her mother, my aunt, who was a very good woman and loved me very much. And she did do whatever she could to protect me. She would scold her. She would punish her. She would, you know, she would have a talk with her and did all kinds of things. And what happened later, she would basically wait for the time when nobody was around and beat me even harder and tell me that if I'm going to be a little snitch and tell on her again, I would be beaten even harder and harder every time. So on her end, she was just getting the scolding and minor inconveniences. On my end, I was actually being beaten with objects. Like, she would, because like it was hurting her to beat me with her hand. So she would take shoes on a platform and beat me with the wedges of the shoes.
So your story goes so deep, and this conversation goes so deep, and there are actually some wonderful, fun things about who you are and how you act in the world and show yourself. And so it's wonderful that you are coming forward, sharing your story. I believe some of this for the very first time. And so we're honored that you're doing that here today, especially on this day. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit, well, on the lighter side, and also part of your work, we're going to go into your acting and your modeling a little bit, and then come back to how you support women these days and what advice you may have for them after you've experienced so much. And a little later live music, country rock singer, singer-songwriter, Waylon Longstride on the Life Changes Show after this.
Yay!
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include influencers such as author Ariel Ford, business luminary Nolan Bushnell, and actress Dee Wallace on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Please send any comments or questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo with Mark online and with our guests, Tatiana Neva. And Tatiana, is that coming from me or you? I hear scratching of some sort.
I have no idea.
You good? Okay. So... I've had the opportunity to talk with you several times, actually, and there's so many fun and interesting things about you. One of the most interesting things is you come from St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yes, my hometown.
As a matter of fact, you took on the last name of an important waterway.
Yes, actually, Neva is the name of the river in my hometown, St. Petersburg. And yes, it was very important for the history of Russia because it literally changed how the entire history of Russia went since the city was built on that particular river that opened what they call a window to Europe, allowed Russia to have a strong fleet and open up the trading ways and just, you know, brought, you know, an opportunity about to excel in the progress and evolution of the country at the time.
Well, thank you for that, actually. And you when we were talking earlier, you and I and Tess, actually, and you were sharing some really deep, deep, deep stories and experiencing certain things like being kidnapped on more than one occasion, and being held against your will. And I, in my mind, and maybe because I know this about you, but in my mind, I wanted to see you do one of your famous high kicks or one of your, and I thought, no wonder she became an action hero. But is there a connection there? Your martial arts and all of that?
Actually, yes, there is a connection. The reason why I became an action actress, it started back when I was 5 years old, which is what I told you earlier.
Right.
When I went through 3 months of getting physically and emotionally abused by my cousin, and there was nothing I could do because I was just a lot smaller and lighter and weaker. Before I left, I faced her and I said, I'm going to grow up to be your size and your weight. I'm going to come back and I'm going to beat the crap out of you.
Wow. Wow.
I've never done it. I've seen her when I was an adult. Wow. But at this point, you know, like I chose the path of forgiveness because being abused triggered two things in me. It triggered my inner fire and I started, you know, fighting for what's right. I tolerated injustice. I developed kind of a code of honor. So like, which included, I never actually really fought a woman in my life ever. So only on screen and only fake, you know, but not in real life. But I fought a lot when I was in school up until the ninth grade. And I had a code that did not allow me to start a fight first, fight somebody who was weaker than me, already injured, sick, who didn't want to fight, didn't deserve a fight, or was a female. So basically, not to be a bully, like, in a short. But if I saw somebody bullying somebody else, I oftentimes made it my own business. And I was friends with two girls in school who were the same. They were also coming from, you know, kind of complicated backgrounds, but they were both really nice girls, strong and, you know, passionate. So the three of us became really good friends, and we were like kind of like three musketeers. And yeah, we found ourselves in brawls quite a lot. My martial arts, though, came to me later. I started martial arts journey as an adult. And I have to say that it's equally important to be able to call in your divine masculine energy and call in your fire to protect you in the situations when it demands it. But it's far too easy to get lost in it. And any martial arts teacher, any, like all of my teachers, my masters and grandmasters in martial arts that I studied with, they always start by teaching you that to win without fighting is best. So fighting is actually the last resort. And people often tell me, oh, I'm not worried about you, you're such a badass. I'm like, I know people who are 100 times more of a badass than I am or will ever be. And they believe that fighting is the last resort. Violence is, should always be the last resort. You should always, always, always try to resolve things peacefully and take the higher road and choose a path of healing and forgiveness.
Interesting, as you're sharing this today with everything that's going on, you know, actually your resolve, as you share the story of what you said as a 5-year-old, your resolve in the way you said that reminds me of something that I actually wrote down. I think it's word for word. When you were in a situation and you thought you were going to die, as a matter of fact, it was almost sure, you said, I'm not going to die tonight. And you decided. And one of the important things that I also got out of that is that you had reasons, and that was you didn't want to die because of your mom. You didn't want to die. Because, right?
So where does that
resolve take you to take you today?
Well, my mom passed away several years ago, so I had to find other reasons to cling to life. Life itself is precious, and I realized just how blessed we are to have this experience and to have this opportunity of the human experience to learn everything that we learn and to progress and evolve. And this is what I'm holding on to nowadays. But yes, it's true. I had life and death experiences several times in my life. And every time I made a decision that I'm not going to die, I was scared at first. Then I realized phase two was realizing that I'm not afraid to die, because I don't actually believe that anything really ever truly dies. Because energy, as you know, doesn't just cease to exist. It transforms into something else and so on and so forth. So I don't know. It doesn't really bother me that my ego is going to cease to exist, because I feel like I'm still going to be a part of the pool of all the energy and information in the world. And that's enough for me.
You know, people could say, how could one person be in so many situations where that she's kidnapped or she could die? And a lot has to do with the fact that you have cover girl. Well, you were a cover girl a couple times, at least a cover girl looks, a model and an actress. And so you've been in situations especially in cities where, how did you put it? You put it this something like this. You said where men wanted what they wanted and they weren't going to take no for an answer, something like that, right?
Yes, there are types of men. I mean, I don't want to generalize. I'm going to say right away that there are some really amazing men out there who are respectful and protective of women, who are the embodiment of divine masculine on earth. And those men I honor, respect, and I send them love, huge shout out to them. However, there are some men who have the wounded divine masculine energy, and those guys are usually not as easy to deal with. They are really selfish, and they like to take things forcefully. If they like something, they just believe that it belongs to them, and then you just have to do what you have to do to survive and get away from them, you know?
So one of the great things about you is having experienced so many situations like that. You, when you give a tip, you give it from firsthand experience. I don't mean to laugh, but you're alive and you're, I know, doing very well, and more power to you. So what are some of the tips that you could give, actually, women and men, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because not only women can be victims of narcissistic and domestic violence, narcissistic abuse and domestic violence. It actually goes both ways. I would say women are probably more prone, like easier targets, just because men are inherently stronger, bigger, and more driven, you know, to go after a woman and pursue a woman. But make no mistake, there are some women out there that also abuse men, and they can ruin a man's life, sadly. So I would say look out for signs like artificial charm. Lack of empathy is a big one. If somebody lacks empathy, I would say stay away from that person. Respectfully, just back away and keep away from them. If you see that somebody lacks in kindness, that trait might actually be turned against you at some point. Gaslighting is a big one. If you see somebody twisting the facts or lying in front of you, like one time I started dating a guy, and one of the first things that he did right in front of me, right off the bat, he lied to somebody important in his life. And I remember this feeling when I was looking at him, how he shamelessly, without twitching a muscle, just said a lie with such ease. I was like, wow, he's really good at lying. I knew he was lying because he was lying about something that I was a witness to. So I knew it was a lie. But if I didn't know it was a lie, I was thinking to myself, oh my God, I could have never told that was a lie just now. Mm. He's really good at it. Mm. Gaslighting, like I said, they will change the facts. They will try to confuse you and convince you that, like, oh no, you're the crazy one. I never said that, or I said something different. I meant something different. They will try to isolate you. Drive you away from your friends and family, or, you know, they can run a smear campaign where they can, like, a couple of times it happened to me when a man I was dating reacted to my I'm not going to take it anymore. So, and I left, and his reaction was basically to contact everybody that he knew that knew me and tell them not to associate with me, mm-hmm. and told them horrible things about me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those people were actually my friends. So they screenshotted the conversations, recorded the conversations, and sent it all to me. And I remember I was with a friend and I started getting phone calls from people and texts from people saying, do you know what's happening right now? I'm like, wow. No. Wow. And they're like, well, your career is pretty much getting trashed by your ex.
Well, thankfully, it didn't get trashed because here you are.
It actually did get damaged. I got a lot of damage. Some of the people that he contacted, like, I never recovered with. They still think that I'm, you know, like, maybe they don't think I'm a bitch, or, like, maybe they don't think, excuse me for using the B word.
Well, hopefully they'll hear this show.
Some of the things that he called me, but they definitely decided, you know what, I just want to stay away from this drama, you know, like, so I never quite...
This is really helpful, because from your personal experience, obviously you have a lot of memory and passion about it. And when we come back, actually, we're going to share how people can find you, also where they can find help. You're going to give a couple places online that they can go for help as well.
Yes.
So a little bit more with our guest, Tatiana Neva, when we come back. And in our next segment, we'll have our Ask Dorothy question. And then right after that, live music with our musical guest, Waylon Longstride, all on the Life Changes Show at Home Edition after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
Our show is titled From Action Actress to Cause Action. She's an actress, a model, a writer, a producer, and actually so much more. And she's a domestic violence victim advocate, Tatiana Neva. Now, you could find her. She's on YouTube and Twitter. You could see her doing her famous kicks as an action actress on YouTube, all over, actually. But you can find her on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, of course, TikTok, and mostly at The Real Tatiana Neva, N-E-V-A. However, on Twitter, it's Real Tatiana Neva, and on YouTube, her channel is Tatiana Neva. So, Tatiana, you've got so many stories, and I hope we have an opportunity to share more of them, and that you have many opportunities to share, because this is so important.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely do have a lot of stories.
And you also have stories of how you have helped women. And what I think is important too, if we could take a couple of minutes before we go here and share, if something were to happen for those who have been, in your words, you wrote, damaged in a relationship, what are some of the recovery tips that you have to offer?
Well, narcissistic abuse doesn't happen overnight, because it's kind of similar to the boiling of the frog. The water starts off nice and warm, and then by the time that the frog knows that it's being boiled to death, it's usually a little bit too late, you know, like the damage is already done. However, it is possible to recover, and I'm the living proof. I spent my lifetime recovering from all kinds of abuse and neglect, and one of the things that I strongly recommend is to educate yourself on what narcissistic abuse is, because chances are pretty much almost every person that I know went through narcissistic abuse without realizing it. because you would be surprised what is considered to be psychological abuse. And those things, they do affect your life. Those are deeply rooted traumas that you store in your memory, in your mind, in your body. It changes your vibration. It changes, it affects the choices that you make in life. It affects the relationship you attract into your life and how you handle it. So
absolutely.
Those are really, really serious things, and educating yourself on narcissistic abuse is absolutely important, because you can run into a narcissist in your working space. It can be a friendship that is toxic. You could be dealing with a parent or a domestic partner, a lover, a boyfriend, you name it. Any type of relationship can turn into a narcissistic abuse type of a relationship. So it's good to be educated on the matter. And you can do it following these accounts on Instagram. The first one that I can recommend is Narc Away, in one word. Narc as N-A-R-C and Away together. Narc Away. Then there is a really good account that I love, absolutely adore. It's called The Holistic Psychologist. So it's the.holistic.psychologist on Instagram. A really good account is, all in one word, Breaking Up With Toxic. Breaking Up With Toxic. And another account that helped me very much is the.little.shaman. The Little Shaman also has an account on YouTube, which is how I originally found her. This is an amazing woman who talks about narcissistic abuse, the effects of it, the early signs, the red flags, how to set up your boundaries and deal breakers, how to protect yourself, gray rock technique. There's techniques that you can use to protect yourself and protect your energy. And number one is go no contact. If somebody is crossing a lot of lines with you, it's absolutely imperative that you get away from that situation, because the longer you stay in a narcissistic relationship, the more damage is dealt. It can cause you to have PTSD. It can cause you to have a really low self-esteem. It can cause in all kinds of psychological traumas and isolation. You can be feeling like getting away from everybody, feeling ashamed of yourself, because narcissists like to twist and turn things and turn themselves into a victim and turn you into a villain. They especially love pursuing somebody who is an empath, because empathetic people are an easy target. Mm. They are so loving and so giving. They are usually people pleasers, which usually actually stems from also narcissistic relationships with parents in the childhood that can turn somebody into a people pleaser. Mm. And the people who already went through narcissistic abuse become easy targets for narcissistic abuse as adults, because they don't know they're getting abused, because abuse is normal to them. Mm. And that was the problem that I was facing. I was always kind of thinking like, oh, I can take it. Oh, that's not too bad. I've had worse. Well, no, you have to put a stop to it, because narcissistic abuse is something that is a generational trauma that gets passed down generation through generation through generation. And that vicious cycle has to stop with you. You have to be the one to step up and put a stop to it.
Tatiana, thank you for saying all that in the way you said it. You are the advocate you said you were going to be one day, and here you are. Thank you so much for stepping into this place and sharing like you have today with us.
My pleasure. I just want to say to everybody who is stuck in a domestic violence situation or narcissistic relationship right now during the lockdown and stay at home phase, hang in there and get help. Don't be afraid to speak out about what's happening to you. Do not self-isolate from your friends and family. Get a support group. Speak out about it, because it's going to be easier to deal with these things as a team.
Thank you, Tatiana, for saying that. And also, a lot of people don't know that that help is still available, especially during this time. So I'm glad you said that. So I hope people find you on YouTube at Tatiana Neva, N-E-V-A, but also Real Tatiana Neva or The Real Tatiana Neva. And you sure are looking forward to connecting again, especially since you're in L.A. real soon.
Yes, thank you so much. Hopefully next time in person.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Tatiana. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Filippo.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy question.
Dear Dorothy, this is Angela from Los Angeles, and I'm totally confused by a very talented man who's world famous and a good friend of mine. As we have been watching the chaos unfold due to the virus and now due to the riots all over America and many parts of the world, my friend said to me last night that what the world needs is for the women to have all of the power now and for the men to just shut up and listen and do what the women want. I am shocked and appalled at this declaration. I am a very strong and powerful woman, and many people come to me for advice, and I know that I have helped thousands come to a better understanding of how they can change themselves in positive ways and be of service. They truly remember their true missions. I also know how many strong and powerful men who are in service to mankind. It is inconceivable to me that an intelligent man thinks that the world would be better served if women were in charge of everything. I am beyond puzzled as to how to respond to this man. What would you say in this situation?
My dear friend, this is not the first time I have heard of this kind of declaration from loving and caring men. What they have expressed to me is that most leaders are male, and so they believe the men have messed up this world. There are many men who are out of alignment with higher truths, and yet there are just as many women who are out of alignment too. What we need to do is bring back alignment to higher principles in all sexes. So what I have said and will continue to say when this comes up is that it is way past time that we all begin to balance the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies within each of us. And then we balanced beings can stand together and build a better world. There are many amazing new energies flooding the planet now, and soon there will be an awesome shift of consciousness all over this planet. Therefore, it is more important than ever for each of us to be willing to look deeply into ourselves and find the divine balance available to us all. And Angela, I intuit that you are much more in balance than most by the way you describe yourself. And if you feel you could be in even greater balance, you can try this exercise that I found online years ago and have used many times. So let's sit towards the edge of a chair with your back straight, your knees at 90 degrees, and your hands resting on your knees. Close your eyes gently and breathe easily. Feel into the left side of your body and notice any fullness or emptiness that might be present. Now feel into the right side of your body and notice any fullness or emptiness there. Imagine a shower head above you. In front of you, there are knobs for divine masculine and divine feminine water. Reach out and turn on the divine water, allowing it to flow over and through you. Notice how the water easily reaches some places within you, and that perhaps there are areas within of a resistance. Invite those resisting areas to open and allow the flow of divine energies. And now, imagine you're completely full of the divine masculine and divine feminine water. Allow the energies to mix from side to side and top to bottom. Notice the feeling of fullness. And now, embody the following mantra. I am a being of light and energy. Balanced divine masculine and divine feminine energies fill me, and it is through these energies that action is possible. Angela, you may wish to share this exercise with your friends who are not as balanced and let them know that there are many light workers, healers, life coaches, and guides who are showing the quickest and best ways to balance these divine energies. They do this by providing online courses, videos, and private sessions. One can easily find the perfect person to assist one with finding balance by researching this issue online. I trust this has answered your question, and now I ask you to join me in envisioning the world filled with balanced beings who are working together to bring love, peace, and harmony to all of humanity.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show with our musical guest, Waylon Longstride, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life, and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, online with Mark and Dorothy, and of course our guest, Tatiana Neva. And joining us is our musical guest, who's a country singer, a country rock singer, songwriter, Waylon Longstride. Welcome, Waylon, all the way from Tennessee.
Great to be here.
Great to have you on the show. And, you know, I say country rock, but you sing in what could potentially be a whole new genre, right?
Yeah, I once coined the term conscious country.
Conscious country. Wow. Wow. Okay. Then I'm going to go with that. What makes it, I think I know what makes it country. What makes it conscious?
Just the essence of the substance. And you guys hit home on the subject matter and a lot of the things that you were talking about in Tatiana and the divine masculine, the divine feminine, and whether it's male or female, it seems like, you know, the world has become disconnected. And I think that it comes down to frequency and the resonance of love or a higher vibration. And it just flows through me that way with the message of, you know, higher perspective and remembering where we came from. I refer to nature a lot because the frequency of nature is ancient. It's, you know, there's a saying, you know, we don't belong to nature and nature doesn't belong to us. We are nature. We are organisms from the earth. So, yeah, just anything from jacked up trucks to reincarnation is what I sing about.
You say that frequency has the power to activate and awaken truth and love, and that love is the answer in a sense.
Right. I believe it's a state of being and, you know, a way that we act and the way that we live in symbiosis with each other and in harmony with the earth. And I think that we've strayed away from that, but also see, and with the literature and the subject matter in this interview, you know, it's like, wow, where did this come from? And people are waking up. Things are starting to shift.
So it's interesting you said you sing anything from jacked up trucks. So the jacked up trucks part, and as much as we can enjoy those, that was a lot of your life, though, right? Fancy clothes and all, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there was a focus on that maybe more so than the spiritual side?
Yeah, and I believe it's a stereotypical programming. I think that we're trained to get lost in materialism and consumerism. And at one time, that's all I could see until the blinders came off and I saw through a different set of lenses.
You know, you also say something about Native American outlaw folk. Can we talk about that a minute?
Well, yeah. My great-grandfather was Choctaw. And ever since I was a little boy, I've just had this connection to nature. And I'm just fascinated with, you know, being outdoors and being immersed in it. And I've always been really good at archery, and I've been fascinated with the Native American culture and the way that they live. And I feel like it's been passed down in my genetics, my DNA, and it carries on to my music, on certain songs that I have. And the outlaw is not an outlaw that goes around shooting up people or, you know, is a bad man, so to say, but outlaw in a sense of, you know, swimming against the current in this industry and bringing a message that goes against everything that's being pushed on us. Mm. You know, it's kind of like a vigilante, you know, of music, infiltrate the industry, you know, inject it with light, inject it with love, inject it with truth.
Well, I know, speaking of the music and its messaging, I know that when Mark Leisure first became aware of your music, he not only liked it, but shared it with me and said, have you heard this guy? Let's see if we can get him on the show. And I listened to it and I thought, how come we haven't heard of this guy before? And there are reasons we haven't, but from now on, looking forward to hearing a lot more of you. So let's give people a taste of what we're talking about. What are we going to hear first?
Well, the first song is What's It Gonna Take? That's the title. And it's got a double meaning, and it's exactly what Tatiana was talking about in essence. It's, you know, it says, hey, brother, what's it gonna take? Why you gotta break her heart? And I'm referring to the earth. I'm referring to the disconnection and how we keep feeding, you know, as an unconscious collective, keep feeding the violence and the disconnect and destroying the earth. But it also relates from, you know, the earth being a divine feminine entity as well as women, you know. And it's not just women, and it's not just directed towards men. It's directed towards people in general, because, you know, it can come from both sides, but it's called What's It Going to Take?
Well, okay. Well, looking forward to hearing What's It Going to Take live on the Life Changer Show with Waylon Longstride singing and accompanying himself on guitar.
Hey, brother, what you gonna take? Hey, brother, why you gotta break her heart? It's coming between us, it feels like Cain and Abel. I don't believe it was bars of gold those three kings brought to the stable. Maybe micronized monatomic element, the kind that activate DNA. From way back when. Hey, brother, what you gonna take? Hey, brother, why you gotta break her heart? It feels like Cain and Abel. I'm not ready to slow down, darling. Don't wait till they put you in the ground. You remember where you came from. I feel like a renegade, please step aside. I'm running for my life. Taking a long stride. When the battle starts, hey brother, when you gonna light that spark?
Waylon Longstride, I want to make sure people know how to spell your name. That's W-A-Y-L-O-N, Waylon Longstride, L-O-N-G-S-T-R-I-D-E. You can find him on Facebook at Waylon Longstride, and actually you're going to have a website soon, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so when you do, let us know so we can put it up on the page that we have for you on the Life Changer Show, so you'll find more there. You know, you tune your music to 432. You said you have a way that explains that really well.
Correct. Yes.
Let's hear it.
Well, everything is frequency. Everything has a resonance, whether it's a solid object, a rock, whether it's an emotion, whether it's a living organism or not, everything has a resonance.
Right.
To align with love would be a high frequency. To align with fear would be a low frequency. High frequencies cause healing. miracles, essentially. Low frequencies cause sickness and death. Come from fear comes, the fear emotions are, you know, anger and jealousy and rage and insecurity and sadness, but essentially it just boils down to fear. Nature is resonating at the frequency of 432. And when we connect with that and we become one with it, our physical cells and our body on a molecular level change shape and they take form of a higher vibration, the vibration of love, the vibration of healing, the vibration of thriving, where abuse would cause the opposite, sickness, death, manifest disease. And so when you take frequency in music, you can harm with music. You can target certain emotions. You can activate certain energy centers, but you can also activate healing and positive intentions. And, you know, it's transmutated through the being, through the listener. And whether it's conscious or subconscious, it activates things, whether they're aware of it or not. We feel everything around us, everything that we hear, we're affected by it. Whether it's a cell phone or somebody punching us in the face or, you know.
Yeah. Well, I thought the cell phone was bad enough, but then you said somebody punching us in the face. I'm like, okay, let's get back to 432.
Right. So 432 is just, it's the frequency of nature and it activates healing. It activates remembering.
Nice.
In an organism. So as simple as that.
And your guitar is tuned to 432. And so that's what we've been listening to. And I wish people could. I know we're online and we're on Skype. It's Tennessee. You're in Tennessee. It's what, 10 o'clock at night there now? But so thanks for staying on with us to hopefully give us one more song.
Of course.
Okay. What do we get to hear now?
This song is called The Embodiment of Love.
Okay. And where,
what's this?
Let me ask you this. Where are these songs available at the moment? Nowhere just yet, or?
I've got a few acoustic covers of both of these songs actually on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Waylon Longstride.
Okay.
And I also have music on Spotify. I just dropped a single. It's called Waylon.
Okay. All right. So, but this is The Embodiment of Love. You could also find it on YouTube. But in the meantime, we're going to hear it live acoustically here right now on the Life Changes Show, Waylon Longstride.
I've been a renegade, it's true. Jumping from the flaming arrows for you. Cause you are the valleys that carry the water down from the mountain. You're the daughter of truth. I can feel it all around us. Her heartbeat in those sparkling fountains. Like the tears I cry for you when I'm away. Yeah, the road gets lonely, but it's the only thing I want more than you. You're the pouring rain on the bus flying down the interstate, darling. And those other girls don't see the war in my mind. And after all, you know I'm a soldier, yeah. Fighting the good fight. Fighting the good fight. Good love. Don't you cry. Laugh the tears of joy. When I'm on the road, I feel like I'm a little boy who never was. Heard by my mother, heard by my father, we all loved each other, we still had clean water. And you are the daughter of all that I believe in love. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And if I stare into the eyes of a mother, if we make love, then we'll have sisters and brothers. Hopefully then we'd change the world. We know those kids will save the world, cause they'll have the diamonds and pearls that they came in with before they were swept away in the ocean of this trip that we call life. Incarnating, rolling the dice, living the dream in this beautiful stream. We're rolling along so merrily, together forever through all kinds of weather. Remember the leather when we were indigenous tribes just trying to survive. We bowed to the sun and we sang through the night like the birds and the bees, like the wind through the trees. Of all of the places that I'd like to see, if there's one thing for certain, when they lift the curtain and we stop the hurting, cause I'm not deserting, I'm holding it down, I'm holding it down on the battleground, darling. And I'm starving to be the embodiment of love.
I'm starting to be the embodiment of love. Thank you so much, Waylon Longstride. You find him on YouTube at Waylon Longstride and Facebook, Waylon Longstride. He's on Spotify and soon... soon, hopefully, everywhere where music is heard and sold. Waylon, more power to you. Thank you so much for sharing in the way that you did today.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. And with that, it is our show, with a big thank you to our musical guest, Waylon Longstride, and a big thank you to our guest, Tatiana Neva. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Legere, we'd like to thank also BBS Radio and all of you for listening and reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.